National Broadcasting Company present, transcribed, Sir Ralph Richardson, your host in Theatre Royal.
This is Ralph Richardson. Today for our play, we are turning to a famous book, Vanity Fair, by William Thackeray. In this masterpiece, Thackeray created one of the most exasperating and endearing of all feminine characters, Becky Sharp. To play the role of Becky Sharp is my guest, a charming English actress who I expect will be familiar to many of you through the films in which she has appeared, Margaret Lockwood. Here, then, is Margaret Lockwood in some sequences from Vanity Fair, which we have called Becky Sharp. The scene is laid in a Brussels hotel in the momentous year 1815. Outside in the Belgian capital, all is excitement and dancing, music and revelry. The feasting which comes before the farewells. For this is the evening of June the 16th, 2 days before the Battle of Waterloo. Two young British officers are just returning from a ball with their ladies. George Osborne, a rather wild, impulsive young man, with his demure wife, Amelia. Rawdon Crawley, a hardened dandy with a dreadful reputation among the ladies. And his wife, the ex-governess and notorious beauty, Becky Sharp.
Osborne. Do come in, Amelia, my sweetest. Come in.
Why not, Osborne? Do come in, dear fellow.
It is so late, Captain Crawley.
Nonsense. It's early morning. Morning is never late.
Late? On such a night as this, there is no such word as late. Oh, the ball. That perfect, perfect ball. I've danced till I'm exalted.
Yes, you triumphed, Becky.
You preferred not to dance. Had you shown inclination to dance, you would have danced as much as I.
Some women had to refuse partners. Others don't attract them.
George!
Oh, look at her. No diamonds, no bouquet.
You did not buy me one.
Oh, it's true, her dress is not very distinguished, George. You must send her to my corsetier. I'll give you the address.
Ah, it takes you to know what clothes are, Mrs. Crawley. Lord, your partners. Lord Bareacres, General Tufto, and...
And you, Captain Osborne.
I saw the Duke smile at you.
The Duke. I must go to bed.
Oh, ridiculous, Mrs. Osborne. Why, George and I have...
No, Rawdon. No gambling in my drawing room, if you please. You naughty men.
I owe Osborne his revenge.
By gad, he does. And everything succeeds with me tonight, too. I've been to the Duchess Ball, I've danced with Becky.
I forbid cards in my rooms, Captain Osborne. And you are smoking, sir.
Upon my word, I forgot. I forget everything tonight.
Don't throw it away. Downstairs, you can smoke with Rawdon.
Yes, I'd like a weed. Come along, Osborne.
Amelia. Oh, you poor dear, how tired you look.
Tired?
Yes, dear. I know you're not used to late hours, but I could not let you go to bed without warning you.
Warning me? You?
Oh, my dearest, do sit down. You must listen to your Rebecca. You must. For God's sake, child, stop your husband's gambling or he will ruin himself. He and Rawdon are at cards every night. Why don't you prevent it, you little careless creature? Why don't you come to us of an evening when you could exercise some control?
Could I?
Well, I hope so.
Would you let me?